And a very pleasant to good Saturday morning. Daniel Versteeg, the sports director at KLEM Radio, welcoming you into the first edition of our Fall Sports KLEM Coaches Corner program. This morning we'll be previewing both football teams here in the Mars. We'll be getting started here shortly with head coach Ken Vigdahl, head coach of the Mars Bulldogs. We'll also chat with Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler. And then later on in the program, we're going to catch up with Galen Catholic volleyball head coach Mike Meyer. That's coming up on the KLEM Coaches Corner program. But leading things off is the newest member of the coaching circles here in the Mars. That's head coach Ken Vigdahl, getting started with his first season as the Bulldog head coach. And coach, first of all, it's great to have you on as the newbie to the Mars, I guess. Kind of introduce yourself to the Lamar's fans. How'd you get into coaching, number one, and where have you all coached previously before this?
Well, it's kind of home for us, even though we haven't lived in Lamar's before. But I grew up in, up by the Lakes area, and then was a head football coach in Sioux Center for about 12, 13 years, and then went to be a tech director and head football coach towards the center of the state, but then ended up taking the offensive coordinator job at Brookings High School, and I've been there for the last 8 years. And then this job opened up, and it was like, when I talked to my wife, and it was like, yeah, let's go back to Northwest Iowa. That's what we kind of like, and that's where a lot of our friends were. So we said, hey, let's try to give it a shot. And the great news was we got hired and got moved here this summer, and we're happy to be in Lamar's.
Well, Lamar's is happy to have you. Lots of positive signs already. First few weeks of practice have come and gone, I guess, already. You're now working into game week. What kind of things has your team been working on these last few weeks of practice, I guess?
Well, I think the first thing you talked about is how, you know, you have to be positive with the kids, and you have to invest in the kids, and the kids really have to invest in each other. And that's the first goal of any team of successful teams is you have to be a family, you have to be a team. And so, you know, probably more than anything, we've worked on that a lot. You know, when it comes to the X's and O's, you know, we had a scrimmage last week against ourselves, and then we scrimmaged Central Line last night. And, you know, the thing about that is, and you know, new offense for the kids, obviously. And it's kind of like anything, and I'll tell them on Monday, it's like this. Whenever you start a new job, do you know everything there is to know in the first week of a new job? You know, we've all moved and had different jobs and stuff, and so right now we're just in there, and we're doing a lot of good things up front and with our receivers and quarterbacks and running backs. We just got to clean up all the little details that, you know, makes the offense run, and our defense, we got to be able to, you know, tackle people, obviously, and get to our right gap and fit to our gaps. So, you know, especially offensively, it's just getting to know the offense. And, you know, you can work all summer long, and we did a lot of open fields, and you know, you have your 3 days without pads and stuff like that. But really, we've been in pads for about a week. And, you know, football is football, but football is not football until you get the pads on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that when people are running at you and they're going to tag you, that's a whole lot different than sitting back there on a 7-on-7 or knowing that the receiver is you know, not going to get tackled or whatever. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. And we just, you know, last night I left when I talked to the kids, it's like energy and effort. That's the two things we're looking for right now. We got to have energy every day in practice. We have to have energy in our scrimmages, in our games, and you have to have effort.
Coach, when you talk about when you put the pads on and it makes it such a different practice for you guys, does it feel like kind of opening the gate on like a caged bull? Like these guys have been practicing without pads. They've been waiting to hit somebody, and now they can finally go at it, at a high level.
Well, and I think that's kind of, and we talked about it last night, we haven't really hit anybody else or really been in full pads for a year. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things. Yeah, you have some of those, but, you know, I just think a little bit too is there's just a nervous energy of being in full, you haven't been in full pads for a year, and now you're in it, and you know, and everybody's a little worried about the unknown, you know what I mean? What's going to happen? And so, you know, you have some guys who come out and they're really aggressive, and then you have some guys that, you know, it's going to take maybe a week or three or four more days to say, okay, when I'm able to hit somebody, you know, it feels good, and that's where I want to continue to get better and better and be more physical.
Coach, you talk about energy and efforts, and you know, those are things you can't really teach guys. You can teach them the X's and O's. You can't teach them to work hard enough. What have you seen out of your team as far as that energy and effort? Is it at the level you'd like it to be?
Well, I don't know, for any coach, if your energy and efforts where you ever want it to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because you're always looking to get better and better. And like we tell them, we want them to be great young men. We want them to be better than we are as coaches. But, you know, I think the one thing is they've accepted, you know, what we want to do. They accepted how we want to do it. You know, we try to do a lot of positive things in practice, you know. I'm kind of an energy guy. So, you know, if I'm the guy that's only putting out the energy, I'll kind of say, hey, am I the guy putting out the energy? And then, you know, they respond to it, and, you know, they get to it and stuff. And so I think, you know, as we continue to grow together and learn about each other and stuff like that, we, you know, will constantly get more and more energy, get more and more excitement. You know, when somebody does something great or when somebody does something really well on the football team, you know, we stop, give a round of applause at practice, and, you know, we just want it to be positive, and we want our kids to, you know, celebrate somebody else's success too.
Once again, we're chatting with the head coach of the Lamar's Bulldog football team. That's Coach Ken Vigdahl. He's going to be starting his first season as head coach of the Bulldogs as they take on Sergeant Bluff Luton next Friday. You mentioned earlier, and your last answer kind of goes with this, building up the program and making it feel like a family out there. Well, Coach, you've had some pretty fun events with family members of the players. You had a mom's practice night on Monday. You brought your dads out to practice as well. How important is getting the parents involved with the program so that they know what their kids are doing every night?
Well, I just think it's important because, you know, we've all had kids and you know, it's like this. They come home and you go, what'd you do at football practice today? Nothing. Practice. You know. So they don't like to communicate a whole lot.
Yep.
You know, that's young people and stuff. And so we want our parents to understand that, you know, we want to be an important part of their son's life, and we want to help them grow and continue to grow and be great young men. And, you know, we want to be transparent with what we're doing, and we want to be able to say, hey, this is how we want to do it. You know, we talk about how, you know, we have our activities, and we have, you know, our walk of gratitude. We have, you know, just all kinds of different things. We have our unit leaders and stuff like that. So it's just important for them to know how, you know, we run our program. And, you know, that way they understand, you know, when their kid comes home and says, hey, we had donuts after practice. Well, that's what we do. You know what I mean? So I just think it's great. We kind of give a brief introduction to some X's and O's. And, you know, we have our strength coach come in. We had Corey Eisenbrand come in and talk about officiating. And it's real quick. It's, you know, we want it to be about an hour. And, you know, we do some special things with the dads. And, you know, we do some special things with the moms at the end. And so it's one of those things where, you know, a football team isn't just the 75 guys that are out. It's the 75 guys, it's the parents, it's the community. You know, we want the community to come out, and we want to be excited to play in front of them. We want to be excited to, you know, do well in front of them and, you know, show the community that we have energy. And when you come and watch us, you're going to watch us. And you're, even though we might not be mistake-free, which, you know, very seldom football teams are, they're going to have great effort, and they're going to be positive about what we're doing.
Absolutely. And have you gotten some good feedback from parents? Did they enjoy doing that kind of stuff with their kids?
Well, I think, and like I tell the parents, it's like this. When I talk to the moms and I talk to the dads, both of it, it's one of those things that you get to spend an hour with your son with no interruptions, no, you know, anybody calling, anybody doing anything else. And so that's what we like to do it for, because even though it's talking about football and the things that we do, It's really about the hour that they get to spend with their mom or their dad or the person that's influenced their life, you know, for the next hour, and, you know, kind of show some gratitude both ways.
Mm-hmm. Once again, chatting with Lamar's Bulldog football coach, Ken Vigdahl, on the KLAM Coach's Corner. Going back to X's and O's now, Coach, when you took over this program, what was that, in May or so?
Yes.
Okay, in May. As you looked at last year's team that went 1-6, and you looked over the last couple of years of Lamar's football, what did you see as the biggest emphasis points that you guys needed to improve on, that you needed to hit on right away when you took over the program?
Well, I just think when we, and it's really what I've been talking about the whole time, is if you're out there as a football team and you have 11 guys playing individually, I mean, that's pretty tough for a team. You got to. We talk about trust, and Coach Van Arnold talks about trust on defense all the time, and that's kind of what, you know, we watched film, obviously, and things like that, but we come in with our own ideas of what we want to do right away, and it's laid out in one of the cores that we have is trust. And it's like when you put your hand on the ground, can you trust the guy beside you both ways that they're going to do the right thing? And we have to do the right thing. And, you know, it's simple things for us, and it's, you know, when we get a note that says, okay, teachers are coming back to school, and could you have your kids park in the north parking lot? Hey, we park in the north parking lot because that's the right thing to do now, because that's what we do. We got to trust everybody to do this, do that. And so, you know, it's just building a program of how we want it to be, how we want it to be built. And, you know, there's all kinds of, you bring five different coaches in here and they're going to have five different ideas on how to build it. And this is just our way of building it.
Not only are you, replacing players from last year's team, you're also kind of implementing new systems, as you talked about earlier, implementing a new offense, so things like that. You're also replacing a new quarterback. When it comes to the quarterback position, what have you guys been doing to try and to figure out a starter there? Did you guys have a quote-unquote position battle? How have you gotten to your starting quarterback?
Well, we started in our groups, and what we do is we start with our – we kind of break them up. We hate standing around in practice. You know, if a kid's at practice, I want him to be having reps. So we have four quarterbacks, and so we have four groups that go in, and we just kind of keep working with them. And, you know, we kind of see who's going to emerge as the leader and who's going to emerge that, you know, they're going to be the quarterback, but they're also the leader of the team offensively anyway. And so, you know, we want to see who's got probably – the most, like, the correct throwing motion, the feet, you know, do they understand the game of football? And, you know, obviously our younger ones, you know, they're good kids and they just need learning. And then, so we kind of had a battle for that first and second spot. And, you know, Tyler Iverson emerged there. And so, you know, that's who we're going with for the season. And so, you know, that's kind of how we do it. You know, the big thing there is that, you know, they have to understand what we want to do offensively and get the ball. We want to get the ball out of our hands fast. And so that's kind of where that ended up coming from.
Yeah. What specifically, I guess, about Tyler stood out to you as you were going through that process?
Well, he spent a lot of time at camps, and he understands the game of football, and you know, all of our quarterbacks do a good job, and so, you know, cross your fingers nothing happens, but, you know, we're not afraid to go with our with Cal or with Tegan and stuff like that. So, you know, it's one of those things that we just got to keep growing, and, you know, for everybody, and it's not just the quarterback spot. You know, we had our scrimmage last night against Central Line, and, you know, this is the time of the year where you have to pick out all the little details that, you know, we need to get better at. It might be the offensive lineman stepping with the right foot, quarterback keeping the ball inside his frame, the receiver breaking down at 7. You know, so, you know, when we watch film on Monday about what we did, there's lots of little things that have to happen. Because once again, and you've probably heard it a million times, all the little things add up to big things. So that's where we want to get our kids to. So we don't have to worry about the little things, because everything we do out there offensively and defensively is correct.
You've talked about that scrimmage a number of times. I was out there for a little bit, and you just mentioned you have to watch film on Monday, but initially, once you stepped off the field last night, what did you take away from that scrimmage? What did you take away that you need to work on here this last week before your first game, and what stood out to you as a positive from that?
Well, I think as a general term, and I talked about it, is, you know, we work all week at, you know, being excited in practice and having energy in practice. And then, you know, like I told them before the game, you know, we're awful quiet here. And I said, you know, that's not uncommon when you play somebody for the first time. And even though it's a scrimmage, there's that, you know, kind of nervous energy where everybody doesn't know what's really going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know, when we get here next week, we got to have energy. We got to be excited. We got to get out and, you know, pat each other on the back when good things happen. And so we just got to keep getting our energy level up there. And what's going to end up happening is once you kind of get energy and a rhythm, you know, both your offense and defense kind of steps up a little bit. You know, we talked about effort. Are you going as hard as you can every play? And, you know, we had some really good plays last night, and we had some kids get excited. And I said, you know, when we're physical and everybody's cheering, I said, you know, it's not just that one guy. All 75 of us have to be that way all the time. And if we're that way all the time, good things are going to happen all the time.
Now, as you get ready for Sergeant Bluff Luton, again, we're chatting with Lamar's football head coach, Ken Vigdahl, before they take on the Warriors in that week one contest. Just from a preparation standpoint, how much more difficult is it to prepare for a week one opponent when you don't have, obviously, footage of that year's team versus, say, anybody else on your schedule? How much more difficult is it to prepare for this week one opponent?
Well, I think when you play, like, you know, quality teams, and you think about who we've just played. We played Central Lyon last mm-hmm. night in a scrimmage, and it was a scrimmage, and scrimmages are hard to some extent because, you know, we want to scrimmage each other. We want to play hard. We want to do all the good things, but you really don't have, you know, for me as a coach, you know, you don't have that raw emotion that you want to win and, you know, and you're, you know, get your kids jacked up because it's kind of like, you know, it's a scrimmage and it needs to be controlled and, you know, mm-hmm. quick whistles on the quarterbacks and things like that. But we go from them who, you know, when you think about Central Lyon, they're going to go deep into the playoffs next mm-hmm. year. I mean, really deep into the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, we're going to, which was, you know, they're obviously a quality team. And then we're going to Sergeant Bluff, who, you know, when you watch, you know, things on the news and the sports that, you know, they're talking about going deep into the playoffs next year. And so I think when you talk about playing a week one opponent, if you're playing somebody that had to make changes, maybe like us, it could be a little harder to prepare. But with Sergeant Bluff, you know what you're going to get. They're going to run the ball. They're going to be in their three front. You know, he's not going to change, you know, what their biggest change is. They've got their linebacker, who's a Division I athlete. Mm-hmm. They moved him. They're going to play him at linebacker, but he was a receiver last year, and now they're going to move him back to running back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, their scheme overall is the same because the guy's been there. He's had success. I'm sure he has little tweaks here and there for everything. But for the most part, you know, what you got last year is what you're going to get this year.
Considering all that, considering, that Jacob Emming they've got is a fantastic athlete, what is this week of practice going to look like? What do you guys have to do so that you're ready to take the field next Friday?
Well, the big thing is we've got to be able to go ahead and, you know, focus on our assignments. We got to get, you know, defensively, I know Coach Van Arlo said, it's all about gap controls because that's our defense. We got to know what gap we're coming from. You know, last night he, you know, set in a lot of base stuff. And, you know, obviously on this Friday night, we're going to be sending people and getting pressure on people. And, you know, offensively, we just got to get better at what we're doing. And, you know, we showed some things last night. We were a little bit, you know, I don't want to say vanilla, but we weren't exactly everything that we can be and stuff. So we wanted to work on certain parts of our, you know, offense. And so, you know, next week it's kind of more wide open and now you're in the regular season and now you're doing, you know, everything that you can to win a game.
Well, hey, I've been looking forward to this week here for about a month. Football season's back. It's a great time of year, and we'll look forward to coming out there on Friday and seeing the Bulldogs in action. Coach, we appreciate your time. Welcome to Lamar's, and best of luck next Friday.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yep, absolutely. That's head coach Ken Vigdahl joining us on the KLAM Coach's Corner program. We'll have Galen Catholic head football coach Jeremy Schindler coming up after this break on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Get Branded 360 knows it's hard to plan ahead for your family and organizations.
Yep, we get it. We are parents and involved citizens too.
If you need something for school this fall or even this coming holiday season, let us know now so we can make sure to get your project on our schedule.
Get Branded 360 can customize all kinds of things with embroidery or screen printing, and we have lots of promotional products to choose from.
And new items are showing up weekly, collegiate items included.
Get Branded 360. Downtown Lamar's. Like us on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Welcome back to the KLAM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM KLAM. Just got done talking with Lamar's head football coach Ken Vigdahl, and now we transition things to Galen Catholic, and head football coach Jeremy Schindler joins us on the KLAM Coach's Corner after his team went 3-5 last year, a second-round loss to Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And Coach, in preparation for this, I was just looking back at your season, and boy, you had two games canceled because of COVID. In replacement of one of those games, you had to travel 3 hours to get a game in. As we transition into what seems like is going to be a little bit more normal of a season, how nice is it to not have that looming over your head for this season?
Yeah, and you know, another thing, we didn't have a scrimmage last year. Mm. You know, we were supposed to scrimmage Cherokee last year, and that got called off too, and so that really set us behind the eight ball. That, and then having your no scrimmage, no week two game, and then we were able to reschedule our second lost game with Belmont Clemmy, and that was a great game for us. You know, went down there, played a really good football team, and ended up coming up 1 point short. But it just getting that scrimmage in last night, it tells us a lot about our team, and hopefully we can learn a lot from the film this morning. And move on and be a better football team in the weeks to come.
You talk about, yeah, obviously you can't get a good read last year. You couldn't get your week two opponent right away. That starts you off on the wrong foot a number of reasons, but number one being you guys couldn't get into an early rhythm with your team. How difficult was that part to not get into a rhythm, not get into a routine right out of the get-go, and then you kind of have to figure it out midway through the season?
Yeah, you know, with the scrimmage, you can learn a lot, and you make less mistakes in game one. And since we didn't have a scrimmage, we made all of those mistakes you usually make in a scrimmage, we made them week one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest improvement that football teams make, you know, is from week one to week two. Well, when we don't have a week two game, you know, it really just, it stalls your momentum. You can't get into a rhythm. You can't get into game shape. Because I don't care how much you run in practice, and we run a lot in practice because we don't have a big squad. Mm-hmm. You can't get into game shape unless you are playing football games. So yeah, I mean it was a big disadvantage, and it's really no one's fault. It just happened, and it was kind of the cards we got drawn. And you know, towards the end of the season, we did start to play better football. You know, we weren't supposed to win our first round playoff game, and we go and upset Alta Aurelia, and so you know what. it's unfortunate that it happened that way, but it's a learning experience, and I guess if it ever happens again, hopefully we were able to handle it better.
Mm-hmm. You talk about, you did have some very impressive wins during the regular season. Obviously, that upset playoff contest. When you look at that as you prepare for this year, how much did that give your guys maybe some confidence, maybe some extra motivation to make sure they can make a deeper playoff run this year?
Yeah, you know, we have a really interesting team, and our skill guys have played a lot of football for us. They're very experienced. Guys like Dylan Lehman, Yahir Venegas, Keaton Bonderson, Ethan Herbst, these guys have played. Ryan Livermore, they've played a ton of football for us. Some of these guys have been playing since they were freshmen, and now they're seniors and juniors. So that bodes really well. I think the area that we saw a little extra motivation was in the line of scrimmage, and we saw guys, we graduated, you know, three big offensive and defensive linemen for us, and, you know, there's three spots that are open, and, you know, Coach always says all five spots are open, and they really are, and that's really what we're trying to figure out now. And we saw some new guys really take the weight room more seriously this off season and really get into better shape and get stronger, and they're playing more physical this year than they have in years past. And whether that's due to, hopefully it's due to the being in the weight room more, but it's also due to, you know, them just being another year older. So again, with all that, it, you know, hopefully it bodes well for us for this season.
You mentioned a number of things there on your offense that I want to touch on. You talk about your playmakers, and you bring that up, and you bring that back in a large amount. Obviously, no Derek Von Arb, but your second leading runner who split time with him is back, like you mentioned, in Dylan Lehman. You bring back your quarterback. You bring back your by far and away your top receiver. Does that allow you to pick up the pace a little bit earlier and start off from a few steps in versus having to start in step one when you take the practice field?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, the way we've designed our offense, we try and keep it as simple as possible for our offensive line so that they can play fast and hard. You know, people don't understand that about football is we only have a few different blocking schemes, and we can run so many different plays out of these different blocking schemes, but what's the hard part about playing offensive line is everything depends on where the defense lines up, and every defense lines up a little bit differently. So we want to keep things really simple for our offensive line so they can play hard and fast. And then our skill guys, you know, since they have so much experience, I feel like right now in the scrimmage, I was calling plays in the scrimmage that I was calling at the end of last year. I feel like we are super advanced in terms of where we are in the offense, and it's only going to continue to grow, and it's going to continue to let us be more manipulative of the defense and hopefully get the people who need to touch the ball, get them the ball as much as possible.
Once again, we're chatting with coach of Galen Catholic football. That's head coach Jeremy Schindler on the KLAM Coach's Corner. You mentioned your offensive line a couple of times, and that was one of the first things you brought up to me when I stopped by your practice earlier this week, coach. And you mentioned that you may not have the size on that offensive line, but you got guys that like to work hard. Obviously, the average football fan looks at an offensive line, and you got to think, 6'5", 285-pound, big, tall guys. Where does that put your offensive line? What have you seen, I guess, out of your offensive line that shows they can be just as competitive with, you know, some bigger D line or just as good as a big offensive line?
Yeah, you know, big linemen are great. I like linemen that can move. Mm. We want linemen that are active and agile and can pull and can pass protect for us. And I think what I saw last night in the scrimmage is I saw us play with a little bit more physicality. And I was very pleased with how consistently we were able to run the football. You know, Cherokee is a quite a bit bigger school than us. I think they're a 2A school. And, you know, they had a decent-sized defensive line and some decent-sized linebackers. And I was really pleased with how we were able to control the line of scrimmage and really gain yards consistently in the ground game. So I think that's the attitude that they played with, the effort that they played with last night. Obviously, as a football coach, you're never satisfied, and that's what we stress to the kids. there's always something we can get better at. And I think just continuing to do the little things and get better each and every week is going to be really crucial for our guys up front.
When you look at your offensive scheme with those offensive linemen and their ability to move, and you can pull the guard, you can do all those things with them. How important is that specifically to your offensive scheme with what you want to do with the football to have offensive linemen that are so mobile and so agile?
Yeah, it's a really big deal, and especially in our class of football, you know. Typically, if you're not quite as big, usually hopefully you're in a little bit better shape. And we're not able to go a separate defensive line from our offensive line. I mean, we have guys playing both ways all over the field. And so we want them to be agile. We want them to be able to move, pull, pass protect, you know, zone block, all that stuff. And then go turn around and go play, you know, hopefully only three snaps defensively, and then we get the ball back. But got to go play defense then, too. So That's another thing with linemen that are, you know, a little bit smaller. And it is a little, you know, you do like the big guys because they're hard to move and they usually can move people easier, you know, just being physically stronger. But, again, you can overcome that size deficiency with effort and attitude. And, you know, I was pleased with what I saw last night, and we just have to continue to build off of it.
We talked a lot about the offense already. Let's pivot to the defense. What have you seen out of your defense so far in practice or in that scrimmage with Cherokee that stands out to you?
Yeah, you know, defensively last night I thought we played pretty well. We had a couple lapses in the secondary. You know, part of that is they just haven't gotten the reps, our secondary, and it's really tough. We, you know, when you put our full team out there and we're doing full team work in the our defensive line are a bunch of older guys, and our scout guys are trying to give them the best look possible. And, you know, the young quarterbacks are throwing. You know, it's really tough for a scout or JV team to really get the ball downfield. And I think if we had one weakness last night, it was that when they did try and push the ball downfield, you know, we got beat deep a couple times, whether it was just a coverage mix-up or, you know, a slip and a stumble, whatever it was, you know, that's kind of been our Achilles heel defensively for probably about the past 4 or 5 years. And so it's just something that our older guys need more reps in the secondary, and hopefully we can get that cleaned up.
Yeah, hopefully indeed, because, yeah, look at your numbers, and your secondary accounted for 9 interceptions, at least one a game last year. I guess what do you need to do to get those guys to a level that they can play some really good football back there?
Yeah, you know, Coach Ellenson, our defensive coordinator, does a great job schematically. I think 4 or 5 years ago, back when we made it to the quarterfinals in the playoffs, I think we led the Class A in interceptions. And I think we were second in the state that year in all classes in interceptions. So, again, it's our guys back there have to understand that, you know, the scheme is obviously proven to work. And now we just have to execute the scheme. And if we can get them more reps, whether it's maybe a 7-on-7 or, you know, something that where they're getting work in our, you know, it's not dependent on if our young offensive line can block that, you know, varsity front four. So just more reps. Coach Jones always says, if kids aren't doing it right, it's because we haven't drilled it in them enough. We got to get more reps. So that'll be a heavy emphasis this week in practice.
We're talking with head coach Jeremy Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football. Yeah, now leading up to this week of practice, you guys take on a Unity Christian team that beat you by 34 points last year. What is this last week of practice going to look like as you prepare for Unity Christian next Friday?
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to get better each and every day and doing the little things right. Make sure we, you know, we'll evaluate the film we'll get the kids in today, we'll watch film, we'll get a good lift in. We'll evaluate things from a coaching staff standpoint and say, all right, if there's a couple key position battles, who are we going with? What's our best, where can we get our best 11 guys on the field at all points? And from there, we look into how can we attack Unity Christian defensively and how can we attack them offensively. And you know, it's a team we're very familiar with. We played them in the first game in the past 2 years. And, you know, they're a really good football team. They're a program that's on the rise. And so it's going to be a really good test for us. I know they graduated a lot of speed, but I do still think they have some speed coming back. And so it's something that we're going to have to be ready for. And again, each and every day we have to continue to get better. You know, like I said earlier, the most improvement that you're going to make is in these first few weeks of the season. And so we really want to put the pedal down and get after it this week.
You know, as you talk about Unity Christian and getting ready this week, normally midway through the season, heck, next week, you'd have the ability to look at the previous week's set of film. Well, your week one opponent, you don't have that luxury. You have to base it off of last year's film, I guess. What kind of challenges does facing a week one opponent who you have no film on from this season, what kind of challenges does that pose for you as a coach?
Yeah, you know, I, as far as I know, I think they have their entire coaching staff back. So, you know, schematically, they're most likely going to run the same thing. Again, with us in terms of how we prepare defensively, you know, we don't sit there and dwell on every single play that they run. You know, Coach Ellen Zone likes to see their 7 or 8 favorite plays. What are their 5 or 6 best run plays? What are their 2 or 3 best pass plays? And let's really focus on stopping those, because that's what they're going to run the majority of the time. And then, you know, offensively, we just have to understand, how are they going to line up? How are they calling the strength? And then how can we attack that? I guess the biggest disadvantage is you don't get to see personnel. Who's their stud? Who do they want to get the ball to in key third down situations? So those are things that are a little tricky going into that first week, and you just kind of have to feel it out, and it makes in-game adjustments extremely important, especially halftime adjustments. You know, so hopefully we're able to do that. But again, they're a pretty familiar opponent. So, you know, we just have to go out and really focus on getting better as a team this week, and then see what happens Friday.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a fun one. Hey, one more question for you, Coach. There's obviously the change with the lower classes of football. You guys only get 8 regular season games this year, but they expanded the playoffs to 32 qualifiers, and I know that was the case a few years ago. Getting your thoughts on this. What do you think of having only 8 regular season games, but getting an extra set of qualifiers in there?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you had to, I think, as a class, you know, Class A, 1A, and 2A, you had to give a little to get a little, and I like that they upped the playoff qualifiers to 4 in each district. I think it's going to make those later season games, they're going to matter for more teams, which is going to make things interesting going down the stretch. Obviously, you hate to lose football games. I mean, you hate to lose a game. So, you know, 9 games isn't very many games in the first place. So, obviously, we want to be in that top 4 in the district so that we can keep playing football and hopefully keep playing for a long time. But I like it as a program builder. I remember a few years back when, you know, it was only top 2 teams in the district qualified, and we finished 3rd. And it would have been really nice had we finished in that 2nd place spot, because we had everybody returning. And just to get that taste of playoff football would have shown everybody that next year, what does it really take to win at the highest level? And so, again, I don't have a problem with it. I think it'll be good for us as a program. And hopefully it'll get the younger guys excited if they get a taste of playoff football to really work to build towards that in the future.
Well, hey, I'm excited as well. I'm intrigued by your team. I'm intrigued by the football season. I'm just glad to have football back. And we wish you guys the best of luck, Coach, against Unity Christian. And we'll talk next weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep. That's head coach Jeremy Schindler, the head coach of the Galen Catholic football program. We'll sit down with head coach Mike Meyer of Galen Catholic volleyball when the KLAM Coaches Corner returns here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, and Ross Rulin, Financial Advisor today at 712-546-9525. Office located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Welcome back to our KLEM Coach's Corner program here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM KLEM. Daniel Versteg, we're joined by Galen Catholic head volleyball coach Mike Meyer as his team gets ready for the 2021 volleyball season. And coach, first of all, we're just kind of talking about this before the interview, 42 years as a volleyball head coach. I guess, first of all, what kind of keeps you coming back to this sport and coaching teams like this?
Well, I got to admit that I enjoy it, and I've always had coaching in my blood, and we've had the kind of kids that make it a lot more fun and enjoyable, too, and I always tell them, as long as you buy what I'm selling, I'll probably keep doing it.
You graduate a lot of talent from last year's team, but you also return a decent amount as well. When it comes to that sophomore class from last year, now your junior class, how has that benefited you to bring back such key contributors of your team for another year?
Well, you know, first of all, you're right. We had three seniors last year that have all made major contributions. They were also, though, just front row or back row only players. And so they're really kind of like halftime players, although they were all three were excellent contributors to our success. So, you know, you're still going to miss them. But we also have, due to the early in the year last year when we were losing out on kids' ability to play because of COVID, you know, we were 5-5 at one time. I had four starters out due to COVID at various times during the first half of the season. A lot of kids got to play. In fact, we have I don't even know if it's 10 or 11 lettermen from that year. And because you almost feel they ought to letter if they started matches. And so for the most part, we'll have kids that at least been on the court some for varsity. And still, it's different when you're a starter and stuff. And, you know, we'll miss Rachel Langle in the middle. You know, it's not easy to replace first-team All-State middle hitters. But also, Abby Ruin and Tiffany Werdehoff were just solid back row players for us. Now, we happen to have back Alyssa Colbeck, who's probably going to be one of the top libros around, I think, in Class 1A. And Jasmine Lubin played back row for us a lot. But we're going to have to move some people that maybe normally were hitters to back row also. And I think we have the people that can do that. Some did it last year when we had some people out. And some of them were probably good enough to do it last year. It's just that we had better kids to play back there, so you use them.
You talk about the player, obviously, yeah, you can't replace a first-team All-State middle hitter. You can't replace a lot of your back row. The nice thing, though, for your team is you don't have to replace your setter, Cadence Gable, a sophomore last year for your team. How important is that to bring back such a vital part of your offense, and you can really just kind of to jump into things this year?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Daniel. I mean, Cadence – as you know, last year was her first year because she was behind a couple of outstanding senior setters as well. And, you know, that happens in our program, that we just kind of got to, you know, kids that maybe would play at a lot of their schools just don't have the opportunity till a spot opens. But Kane's just got better and better as the year went. And by the end of the year, she was a really good setter. You know, she made the all-tournament team at the state tournament. And, you know, she's just very reliable for us, and we're grateful to have her, and we're really grateful to have her for two more years even.
Once again, we're chatting with Coach Mike Meyer, previewing Galen Catholic volleyball this year. As you've gone through practice the first few weeks, who are some of those players? Obviously, Cadence is one of them, but who are some of those players that have stood out to you as players that'll be really big impacts for your team?
Well, we actually have quite a few returning starters. I mentioned Alyssa Kolbeck as a libero, but I also have both left sides, starting left sides, returning, and our right side. So we got the pin hitters, like we like to call it, the antenna hitters coming back, and that's Riley Schneff and Larissa Sitzman on the left side, and then Lauren Hying, who really had a strong year for us on the right side. And Maya Whitehead was our number two middle last year, and she started as a freshman already. And so, you know, she's going to be kind of ready to go and move into that top middle hitter position. And so we really have quite a few hitters back. And we actually have other kids at lettered that if we have to play them, I think I feel comfortable doing it.
Depth is so crucial, and everything you talk about leads to depth. That's got to be a nice blessing, I guess, for you as a coach to realistically have 9-10 girls at any given point that you can just sub in. You can have a very quick moving and active squad this year.
Well, you're right, and that is overall that's a real positive, and it goes to the strength of our junior and senior class, I think. You know, and our junior class is pretty large. Unfortunately, there would be sometimes kids that might still play B squad that in a lot of schools, they'd probably be playing on the varsity. And they just have to be patient and be ready to go in case, you know, we have an injury or some other unfortunate thing, or someone's just having a tough day or night. And I think they'll be able to handle that. I talk to them about it frequently. Because, you know, even though volleyball is a short season, a lot of stuff can happen during that time.
Coach, you talked about that 5-5 start you had at the beginning of the year. But then once you guys were healthy, you were on a roll all the way up to the state semifinals. Do you feel like last year left maybe a somewhat sour taste in your mouth that you'll be really motivated this year to try and get out of your mouth?
Well, you know, not very often are you happy. There's usually only one team that's happy at the end of the year. But, you know, going in, I think if you'd have told this group of kids that we would have had the season we did, I mean, the 20 in a row was a record here. And we also finished high in some of the statistical highs of the 15 or 16 teams I've coached here. And so I think looking at that's really a pretty major accomplishment for us. I wasn't disappointed because the team that beat us, Notre Dame from Burlington, they were champs, and they were better than us. And you know, so you can't be upset about that. But you know, I think they're, especially, you know, the older kids are always pretty fired up to leave a legacy, and you know, I think this group will have pretty high goals. We don't talk about them a lot. We just talk a lot about doing things the right way, that success is a process, and these guys usually buy into it pretty well.
As you get closer to your first tournament, which already comes up on Thursday, you got quite the tough draw with Spirit Lake and Western Christian right out of the get-go. You'll see what you guys are made of right away. What do you have to do, talking about that success, what do you have to do in practice here the next couple of days to get your team ready for such a solid tournament right out of the get-go?
Well, you're right, and to be honest with you, the other pool you know, with Sheldon and Community here in town and Cherokee, those are all big schools. They're all 3A as well. And so we're really the only 1A, and then I think the only 2A is Whole Western Christian, who would probably be favored to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so what it's hard to simulate in practice what you're going to face against those kind of teams. But Thursday night we went to a scrimmage up north with Boydenhall, West Lyons, Sheldon was there, Rock Valley, and so everyone we saw was bigger than us, and that helps a little bit. But we struggled sometimes because of that. But that'll be the real challenge for us is how much we can just keep competing, even when there might be times when the other team's handing your hat to you. Any teams that are that good and also that much bigger physically have the ability to take away some stuff you like to do. And so it boils down to how well we do the little things. Do you keep attacking, cut down mistakes? And, you know, if we do those, we'll compete. We go to a lot of tournaments where we play these 2A, 3A, and sometimes even 4 or 5A schools. And I really believe in that because in the long run, it makes you better. Winning a whole bunch of games and never getting pushed doesn't help anybody. It just, if anything, gets you overconfident. Or deep down, you know, we are better than everybody. We should be winning all these. But we know if we compete, we can feel pretty good at not necessarily winning every game we go at these tournaments, but we can still feel pretty good if we just really push people.
Well, we hope that's the case. We'll check in with you throughout the season and see how your team's doing. It sounds like it's going to be another good year for Galen Catholic Volleyball, and we appreciate your time here on the Coach's Corner. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Yep. That's head coach Mike Meyer, head coach of Galen Catholic Volleyball on the KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
Thanks for tuning in to this morning's KLEM Coach's Corner program. KLEM Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Be sure to tune in Friday nights at 7 o'clock kickoff between Lamar's and Sergeant Bluff Luton as we open up the 2021 high school football season. Should be a good one there. And of course, as we talked with Coach Jeremy Schindler, Galen Catholic football opening up at home against Unity Christian. Fun games on the first Friday night of the high school football season. We hope you tune in to KLEM for that coverage of Bulldog football. We also hope you can get out and support Galen Catholic football as it's here. It's time to start the 2021 high school football season. Thanks for tuning in to the KLEM Coach's Corner for KLEM Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.